affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, it's a good morning again on a Saturday. The weather's awful. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I blew in this morning, I'll tell you that.
It's a bit weird out there. The mountain's kind of covered in fog and like, okay, stay home. Pour another cup of whatever interests you.
Yeah, but we had to come in.
Pull up. We're here already. So the rest of the people can just pull up a chair and listen.
We could have done it by phone.
We could have phoned this in, but that's too many phones. We can't really pull that off. So life goes on. We're here. It's the radio show where we always tell you and show you that Texas history actually begins in El Paso. And we keep challenging anybody east of here to change that for any reality, and they can't do it.
And they've yet to win the $1 million to prove us
wrong. The $4 million.
Oh, $4 million. Now. Oh,
so,
four, okay.
You know, so you can't get there, you can't get there. So
I'm trying.
Life goes on. So you got trivia today? Is that the thing?
We have trivia. And we're going to be giving away $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Food in lovely Cañotillo.
We gave away too many last week. I went out there yesterday and got some more.
Whoa.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I know. But, I mean, we were generous last week.
We were.
The new year, bring everybody into Pepe's.
But also DVD. Oh, they got DVDs.
I'm sure you've got the Smelter, the Ghost Stories 2 and 4, I think.
You've got
the crowd's getting smaller. Women's Club of El Paso, Rosa Guerrero's 80th birthday tribute, and Tom Lee's El Paso, and Gunfights of the Old West.
You like that one. I know you do.
Yeah, I know.
But the one about the Women's Club, you're in that one, too.
Yeah.
But the Women's Club is something that kind of sneaks up on people. Who are they? What do they do?
Yeah.
Well, unless you know it, you don't understand El Paso history. You just don't.
Well, they're so much part of El Paso. I mean, they're part of the building and making
integral.
El Paso what it is today. Yes.
Is the word integral or integral?
Leave it to the women,
Is it integral or integral?
Integral.
One of those big
tomatoes,
words.
Tomatoes.
All right, so what we've got today is another slice of El Paso history from a perspective of a guy who has seen some of it, has taught some of it, has lived some of it, and has read about the rest of it.
That's right.
His name is Leon Blevins. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me come on your program.
Thanks for getting up and showing up with us here on this. Leon Blevins, as we used to say when Mr. Metz was on this show, there's the other Leon over there.
Right.
And he's the guy sitting here today with us, Leon Blevins.
They could have started a restaurant, L&L's.
Well, the thing is, you have got a lot of history of El Paso, and today we looked at the ideas, and you sort of said, let me do the 50s through 79.
Right.
Now, you know more than that, but just in the case of you were focused on
You only have a two-hour program.
This is true.
Yeah.
And so we'll get to it as much as we can. But the whole idea of El Paso history, I think we should just start with that, and it intrigues people. When did you start learning a lot about El Paso history? I started after I was 50 years old.
Uh-huh.
They didn't teach it here in the schools.
Right. Well, it began with my wife. Her name was Shanna Farr. Good morning, Shanna. I hope you're out of bed by now.
She's there listening,
She's
I hope.
She's listening.
And so Shanna Farr, her father was with El Paso Natural Gas Company, a pipeliner. And he ended up in El Paso. They moved here in 1952, and Shanna went to Ascarity Elementary School and finished there, then went on to Esaleta High School through her junior year.
So she saw some interesting stuff in the valley.
Then her father was moved to Odessa to open some plants there. In fact, I worked during summers in college helping build refineries on the south side of Odessa. So you see, and those are still there. They haven't blown up yet just because I worked on them.
Workmanship was okay.
Yeah, the workmanship was all right.
All right, Leon Blevins, what else do you know? Because you've been here, your wife's been here, and you sort of like followed her tracks to get some of the history out.
Yeah, well, we met in college at Wayland Baptist College in Plainview, Texas. She came from El Paso to Wayland to school, or from Odessa to school there. And we met and got involved in drama and history things. And we got married in August the 28th of 1960.
Wow, you remember that.
And so
that.
Then she started bringing me down here to meet some of her good friends at Lakeside Baptist Church and Lower Valley, mainly where her friends and others lived. And so I was always interested in history. So I would drive over to Zaragoza. Of course, I'd been to Juarez with my parents who lived in Leveland, Texas.
Have you ever been to Juarez without your parents at that time?
No, I never did. Always had my parents with me, and I was young. I hated the taxi rides. You know, the taxi drivers honking their horns, moving in and out of traffic and everything. But that was my first acquaintance, really, with El Paso, with meeting my wife's friends in the Lower Valley, as it was called, and going to Juarez.
Let's pick that up again, but let's also give people the headlines. You're now a retired professor from El Paso Community College. You have a regular television program you do each week, and we see you all weekend long doing that in reruns and current runs and whatever. And that the name of your show is?
Perspectives El Paso, and it comes on Community College Television on Saturday morning on 13.2 over the air, and it comes on PBS Channel 13 on Sunday afternoon at 1:30.
You're all over the...
Perspectives El Paso.
Perspectives El Paso with Leon Blevins. You're all over the dial. You're all over everywhere. That's great. So what you also do on that program, since we're different in that we kind of do similar, but we do it live, and so when we make mistakes, everybody gets one.
Yeah. I have interviewed you, and I've interviewed your wife, Wendy.
Wendy's been on.
Melissa
and Bernie and others. But let me tell you, I never had to clip any mistakes out of your program.
Oh, good. I feel better already. Because otherwise, we'd have to make an edit right now.
What were some of the classes that you taught at community college?
I primarily taught American government, and I taught Texas government. And my specialties that I taught were civil liberties and civil rights. Freedom of speech, press, assembly, petition, and the issues of discrimination.
Well, I presume some of what you're going to talk about relating to El Paso would be in those subjects, maybe.
Maybe a little bit, depending on the direction. Maybe callers calling in and talking. But what I wanted to frame when you asked me to be on this show, and I've been on this show before.
Sure, yeah.
When it was Leon Met's show, is that I want to frame it for 50 to about 1979. So many things happened that so many people in El Paso don't know about. Some of the old-timers, they remember some of it. We have a lot of newcomers to El Paso.
Well, all of us born kids in the 50s, and we didn't care.
Right.
Whatever happened back then, we just wanted to get up and get going. And, you know, let me put something in the thought here. It's the same thing I've been pushing lately, and that is I think we have people in El Paso, since they don't know their history, when they get up to the age where they can leave town, they say, there's nothing to do here. I don't care about this place.
Right.
I'm leaving. And I think a lot of it is because they don't know the history.
Right.
I think that would change a lot of people's minds about what they do here.
Well, you know, every day we're making history.
Yeah.
You and I every day are doing something that is going to be a part of history someday if it's nothing but our family history.
Well, that's true. But I mean the bigger stuff. The world-class stuff, like the Mexican Revolution happened in this city.
Okay.
It was Mexican, but it happened in El Paso.
Right. Well, I told you I know some of that history, and you've done so many shows on that. I want to focus on the 50s. And let's start with education.
Tell us about what happened. When did things happen in the 50s for education?
And especially in El Paso.
Yeah.
Let's talk about El Paso.
Sure.
In the 50s in El Paso, you had the issue at Texas Western. And here's another place where I start feeding into this. My wife and our family and I, we ended up in Deming, New Mexico, where I taught speech and drama and history and government classes. Came to El Paso in the summer of 1964 to take education courses for teacher certification. So that's where I learned a lot more was in 64. I was going to Texas Western. We left town. I went to California and taught a year near El Centro, California. And we came back to El Paso again in 65. And I enrolled a master's degree program. You know, here's a change. Prior to that period of time, Texas Western offered basically no doctorates or maybe one in engineering and a few master's programs. Most of the money for education in the state was going to A&M and Austin and San Antonio and that area of the state. We were neglected, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I started discovering some things about El Paso and Texas Western. I discovered that a woman named Thelma White, a black woman, graduated from high school here, tried to enroll in Texas Western. She had a hard time because we were segregated like a lot of other cities back in that era. And so she ended up helping to desegregate Texas Western. But she went on over to New Mexico State and finished her degree.
Huh.
Okay, so she's a part of that history. And another thing that happened in that particular era was, let's say, the 68-69 era, part of that of it. Is a group of businessmen got interested in developing a community college. We had one college in El Paso. I think they discovered we were one of the largest cities with only one college or university.
It had college in the name, Texas Western College.
Yes. It started out as a college of mines.
Right.
Okay. So the history there was back in the 19 teens, it was decided by the legislature to build three colleges in West Texas. One in El Paso, College of Mines, one in Lubbock, Texas Technological College, and one near Amarillo for teaching teachers. They called it Canyon City Normal School. It's now West Texas A&M. I've taught at all three of those schools, Texas Western, now UTEP, Texas Tech in Lubbock, and at West Texas A&M. My wife got her speech pathology degree at Texas, what is now West Texas A&M. Okay, so some businessmen here in town. A fellow named Horowitz, I believe his name was Albert Horowitz. He owned a clothing manufacturing company. El Paso became a clothing production city. Low income, unskilled, lower educated people could work sewing machines. So his company was Hortex, if I remember. Levi's comes in. Tom Prendergast, he sets up a Billy the Kid clothing. So they made children's westerns, form-fitting clothes for children, real nice clothes. And others, Britannia.
What about Farrah?
Farrah, yeah.
Farrah, Wranglers,
yeah. Yeah, Farrah had been here longer, downtown, closer to downtown, closer to where the Civic Center is now. And then they began to move out and build in other locations.
Well, they built that many, many acre place now known as the Fountains at Farrah.
Okay.
Prior to that, it was the Farrah at Farrah.
Okay, let me tell you the history of that. And here's where Joe Yarbrough comes into this historical story. Horowitz and a number of other people, Joe Foster, a businessman downtown who became chairman of the board, Yarbrough and others, they got money together, and they got the state to put some money in to get the school going. The community college.
Okay, they formed a community college. This Yarbrough was who? He wasn't the senator.
Joe Yarbrough was the district committee man for the Democratic Party.
By the way, which one of them is that street named after?
That's Joe Yarbrough.
It's him. Okay, good. Thank you for clearing that up.
Land developer and builder.
Got it. Okay.
When I came to Texas Western, our state senator was Pete Snelson, who lived in Midland. He was a vice president at Odessa Junior College. Then he set up an advertising business. And the Supreme Court in 1965 said we had to have one person, one vote. They called it one man, one vote then.
Okay.
And districts, legislative districts, had to be about the same in population following a census. So the census of 1970 changed all of that. We had to start dividing our legislative chambers in states and the U.S. Congress based upon population, where the people really live.
Well, up to then, what did you have?
Well, you had... The legislative process in Washington and the states was dominated by rural people, rural legislators representing far fewer people. But in that period of time, following World War II, most people moved to town. They didn't live on the farms anymore. So what happened was I was in an office with Dr. Melvin Strauss, who taught political science.
Oh my God,
I was
Dr. Strauss,
team teaching with Dr. Strauss at Texas Western. And Pete Snelson comes to the office and talks to us about what he needed to do under this new arrangement. El Paso had grown so much, we were going to get, quote, our own senator. Should he move his family and business to El Paso or stay in Midland? So he stayed in Midland and ran for that Senate district, and he served, I think, until the early 1980s.
So we got a different guy, different...
So here's where this comes in with community college. Joe Christie, now I knew these people. In fact, my wife and I, we managed 88 apartment units for Joe Yarbrough. He built apartments as well as houses. My wife had lived in a house built by Joe Yarbrough on Vin Swain Drive in the Lower Valley. And I found out from him, had a friend that sold GE appliances. And the reason people like to buy Joe Yarbrough's houses, because he provided some nice appliances, GE appliances.
So he liked that combo, yeah.
That's right. And so Joe Christie comes on the scene. Joe Yarbrough was district committee man. Joe Christie, the son-in-law of Horowitz, he runs for the Texas Senate for that open seat, and he gets elected. Then Horowitz and others, they lobbied him to introduce legislation to create the community college.
Okay.
Tati Santiesteban.
I remember that name.
Tati was in the House of Representatives, and Paul Marino in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. So they, I believe, became sponsors in the House to create the community college.
Now, what year was that?
I think it was created in 1969.
We need to take a break, Leon Blevins, and what we need to do here is put you on hold slightly. Can we do that?
Okay.
You can put yourself on hold.
I'm holding the mic right now.
He's on hold. The desk.
He's on hold because we need to do what we call the trivia segment.
That's
here.
That's right.
We do one of these each hour, and we'll eventually get it right.
Yeah.
Says who?
Somebody will correct us,
no,
I hope.
No, what's right anyway? Last week we ended up asking the public to give us trivia questions. And then we gave them prizes. So I have no idea what we're doing today. What are we doing today?
Well, of course, we're giving away the $20 gift certificate to Pepe's New Mexican food.
Or pick a DVD.
One of the DVDs from the El Paso Gold Collection. And the question, if you're listening out there, is one of the courses Leon Blevins taught at El Paso Community College before he retired, what was that, those classes?
Don't answer it, because that's a trivia question. There's
got to be some students out there listening. I know that one, so call in.
We could give him a video, though, if we wanted
one. Yes, I think so.
Okay, but in the meantime, what is that question again?
It's one of the courses that our guest Leon Blevins taught at El Paso Community College before he retired. And you can answer that by calling us at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Thanks for calling Soma Biotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Soma Biotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Soma Biotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Soma Biotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
Use your income tax refund for your down payment at Rides Auto Group. Bring in last year's W-2 and a current pay stub, and Rides will prepare your income tax return for you. Many late model cars are still under factory warranty. Plus, Rides Auto Group provides a lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles. Your tax refund buys you more at Rides Auto Group, 8000 Gateway East at Yarborough and 9501 Montana at McRae. Go to RidesAutoGroup.com for more information.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy one two-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy one two-pound jar, get the second half off, and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean, protein.
El Paso Roadrunner RV Park is under new management with the new parts department and an on-site RV mechanic who works on all types of RV repairs. Everything from warranty work to hitch installations. Your RV will thank you. El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, 1212 Lafayette Drive.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got some history lessons here, and there's one anyway. The El Paso Corral of the Westerners are meeting Friday, January the 20th. That's at the Country Inn and Suites, 900 Sunland Park. That's the one that used to be the Holiday Inn there at I-10. Anyway, the program is Ben Lilly, Legendary Hunter and Mountain Man, presented by Ken Smith, who is also a legendary hunter and mountain man, isn't
he? Yeah, I was just going to say.
That's Ken all over.
He would fit that part.
We know Ken, so that's what Ken's doing. He's going to talk about his twin brother, I think. But it costs $20 for the program and dinner. Visitors welcome, 759-9538. Ring them up. They need to know by Monday.
And what's happening up there at the Weiler Aerial Tramway? It's probably pretty windy up there today.
Probably foggy up
there.
But
they want you to know that Sunday, January 29th at 8 a.m. is their last Sunday hike for a while. This is their monthly guided hike, but due to the tram being down, they will be hiking up and down the mountain. And no, I do not know if the tram is open. I tried to check the website and the Facebook page, but there was nothing there.
If the tram is listening, call
that's
us.
That's what I was just going to say. But you can also call them at 562-9899 and ask them.
We should probably just do that. No, let them call us. Okay, we got trivia on the brain. What was the question? Oh, it's just Leon Blevins, dude,
right
over here.
Our guest.
And?
One of the courses that our guest Leon Blevins taught at El Paso Community College before he retired. Which one? What was one of his courses?
Well, you could probably take several. We put one down on our paper.
Yeah, this is one specific.
Let's ask Dylan what Dylan knows about this. Dylan, what do you know about this man and his work?
Well, I've been listening to your program, which I enjoy very much.
Thank you.
And he taught English and people's rights.
Are we going to accept that, Leon?
Well, I did not teach English classes at community college. I taught American government, in which I dealt with civil rights and civil liberties.
We're going to take it, aren't we?
Yeah, let's give
okay.
it.
Okay,
take it.
Hey.
Dylan, you win.
Dylan, we're trying to give this stuff away. You came close. Tell them what we had written down as a course.
We had American government and Texas government.
That's correct.
Okay.
So, but you get it anyway, Dylan.
That's
all right.
Easy.
Well, thanks for playing along with us. Is there anything else on your mind this morning?
No, that's it. Just enjoy and keep the drive alive.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate
thanks,
it. Hold
Dylan,
on
thanks.
Here now.
Yeah.
Shelly will come on and tell you how to pick up your prize, all right? Oh, what
okay.
is your... Wait a minute.
What is your prize?
What do you want?
We didn't figure that out yet. What do you got?
We've got the DVDs, which is Tom Lee's El Paso Ghost Stories Tour 4. We have El Paso Smelter, Gunfights of the Old West, Rosa Goretta's 80th birthday.
Women's Club.
Or the Women's Club. Women's Club.
Or $20 worth of Pepe's.
Pepe's.
I knew that. I can tell by the way you're holding out for Pepe's. He wants Pepe's, Leon.
Wise move.
Yeah, we'll just give him Pepe's. All right, hold on there, Mr. Dylan, and we'll Shelly tell you how to pick it up.
Thanks
all right?
for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold
Bye-bye.
On. We got a couple more callers. So you got some more questions?
I got some more questions.
We got more callers.
I've got another one.
What do you got?
Okay, what character does Leon Blevins portray during a visit to Washington, D.C.?
There was a specific visit?
Yes, a specific visit.
And it was a specific costume?
That's right.
And it was a specific
event? It was not the full costume, but he was still
it
representing.
It was the informal.
I was about to go to Michael. Michael, you dropped off,
oh, no.
dude. Now go to Joe. Joe, you got you on the radio here. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We're
fine,
good.
Fine.
Now, do you know that question, that answer?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What character did Leon Blevins portray during a visit to Washington, D.C.?
What character? Wow. Would that be, I don't know, the...
Take a good,
idea.
A good guess.
Sun,
take it.
Sunshine or something? Some type of sunshine character?
Not
I don't
that.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, that doesn't quite work out. But thank you for trying. Do appreciate it.
I'm a bright guy, but that's not the one.
It didn't work out that way. Thanks for playing there, Joe. We got another caller. Shelly, do I need that call? I can put that call on the air right now if you let me do it. And who's on two? Two would be Michael. Michael, you came back, huh? Michael, is this Michael?
Hello.
Who do I got on this? Shelly on two is Michael? Somebody's,
I can hear somebody there.
Somebody's on this phone. Who is this? Three, two, one. We're going to move on here. I don't know. They got, oh, you know what? Hey, Michael. Michael, you got a, we have a delay on this, Michael. Talk to us on the phone, not on the radio.
Hello.
Did you pick it up? Three, two, one. Michael is gone.
Bye.
Well, get him a shot.
Okay,
all
what
right,
costume is Michael wearing this morning?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, let's ask another question. What costume are any of us wearing this morning?
That's right.
Well, you look different today here than you did on my television show.
This is true. No, I comb my hair for your TV show. I got headphone hair in here this morning, so that won't work. So I don't know what Michael, whoever's on two is Michael. Two is Michael. Michael, we're going back to you. You still there? I hear somebody with a phone.
Is that
Michael,
lunch and breakfast?
We have a delay on this, Michael. I'm tired of this. We're done.
Okay, let me give a comment here about the television show, how people can see some of the programs.
Sure.
If you want to see some of those programs that have already been done, not all of them. I've done over 300 shows in 8 years.
Oh, I've only been on two of them,
That's
I think.
Right. But you can go to YouTube, EPCCTV Blevins, and click that, and you can watch some of those programs.
How many do you have on?
There are about 40 of them on there.
Oh, wow.
Is there a link? I put up your the website for Perspectives El Paso. Is there a link to go to YouTube from that one?
No, I think that's different.
Okay.
But YouTube actually shows some of the programs.
YouTube EP. You,
It's YouTube, EPCC TV Blevins.
Oh, that's how we find you. Okay.
I'll post that on the Facebook page.
And one of those that is on there is with Joe Foster, who was the first board chairman of Humanicon.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Let's come back to this. And
yeah,
I'll tell you
yeah.
where we go.
We're going to have to take one more break here, but I got one more caller I think is coming in. Shelley, let me know who this is right now, please. And that would be,
it's Michael.
Michael, did you show back up again?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We had a secret trivia question. It's been so long we forgot it. What was it, Melissa?
What character did Leon Blevins portray during a visit to Washington, D.C.?
This is for a DVD, $20 a Pepe's. What do you
mean?
Yeah,
you know what? I called back just because you kept saying my name so often, and I felt bad because
we just like talking to you.
The first question.
Oh, my. Well, try this one because, you know, Leon Blevins, think of him. Did you see the promo we did on him this morning on KVIA-TV?
No, I sure didn't.
There was
didn't.
A picture
I'm
of
sorry.
Him. Okay, then what do you think of, when you think of Leon Blevins, what picture do you think of? I'm trying to give you.
I don't know. I heard him talking about when he was helping build those refineries and all that. And where he lived.
Okay,
let me rephrase the question.
Maybe give him a clue, Leon.
Okay. It's the same character that I've done for over 30 years, the 4th of July on the east side at the 4th of July parade.
Oh, it's Uncle
Remus. No, no.
Jackson. The guy that wears the hat, the whole suit.
Okay. Yeah, that's that. Yeah. It's that guy.
Yeah, but what's the name?
I don't know. It's not Yankee Doodle Dandy.
No, we're going to take it because you see the picture. See, we've been trying.
He's got a middle picture.
We've been working on you for 10 minutes, Michael.
Uncle Sam.
You know what? I think I even saw him one time at the parade on the west side.
Yes, he did.
I've done it there, too. Yeah, Uncle Sam.
Yes, you got it.
He needs to give us a gift now.
Exactly.
We're Michael, all, come we're on. You're going to give something
out. I'm a loyal listener every Saturday. So.
All right, we're going to give you a loyal DVD in that case. Pick one of the DVDs here.
Women's Club of El Paso, Rosa Guerrero's 80th birthday tribute, Smelter, Gunfights of the Old West, Ghost Stories 2 and 4, or Tom Lee's El Paso.
Do you like the Ghost Stories? Because what we did on Ghost Stories is a bit different.
I have a couple of books about ghost stories, El Paso High, all the different areas.
You like these.
What you need is either, actually two is pretty good. Take volume two, and you will find yourself in Santa Lazario chasing Billy the Kid.
Great. I go there all the time, the Licon Dairy.
Oh, yes. All right, hold on
Bring us some cheese.
Shelly will tell you how to pick this up.
I will, thank you.
All right, thank you for holding, and thank you for calling back. Goodness.
Okay.
And don't make it so hard on us next time, Michael.
I still think he should bring us something.
Oh, probably should.
I mean, we're sweating that one.
And we need to thank the crowd in the control room. That's Shelley Sutherland on the call screening this morning. And the guy who does the electrons is Sergio Valenzuela. And he scores a goal every time he does that.
He runs and hides.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a break one more time. Leon Blevins is in the house. We're going to quiz him on stuff because he knows a lot of stuff he hadn't told us yet.
That's right.
I know that.
All kinds of stuff.
544 what?
544-5876, 544-KTSM, or Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Attention men over 50. Waking up throughout the night just to take a pee? Can't sit through a movie without having to drain the lizard? Having trouble urinating or even dealing with a diminished sex drive? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. But now there's a simple solution enjoyed by millions of men. It's Prosvent, a top-rated prostate formula created specifically to promote the health of your prostate. And you'll need a healthy prostate to be able to take a leak on your terms. Prosvent guarantees improvement in just 30 days. And to prove it, they're giving away a free bottle to the first 100 people who order right now. That's right, a free bottle of Prosvent with the first 100 orders. Once you try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, you owe nothing more. So, come on. Call 800-961-3999 now or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. You heard me? 800-961-3999 or go to yourfreebottle.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping on my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches. I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep.
When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
My Pillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every My Pillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Through the end of January, get two standard Queen My Pillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows for $99.98. Call or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to click on the radio listener special and use promo code IHEART.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, stuff to tell you about right now includes the El Paso Archaeological Society. Now, there's a crowd you need to think about because EPAS, as I refer to them, they have epass.com.
Right.
But also, you should either renew your membership or consider joining. They're really a pretty interesting crowd. They are hooked up with the El Paso Archaeological Museum. They have actually their headquarters are there. EPAS has its own little headquarters. And so the origins of them go back to 1922, and they've been doing all kinds of things since then. One of the first things they tried to do, and it took them decades, but it was to save Waco tanks from development. Waco Tanks was about to be developed at one point in the 50s and early 60s. And, man, I'm sure glad they figured that out. Anyway, the Archaeology Museum is a municipal museum. It's got basic funding and staffing by the city, but EPAS is a nonprofit, and that's the key support group for the museum. They actually have the headquarters right there, as I say. So in addition to financial support, EPAS arranges and funds 9 lectures a year at the museum. They support special projects, and they're very into education with publicity and their own expertise.
That's right. And are you interested in archaeology? Or maybe you're an armchair archaeologist, and you're just looking to meet other folks like yourself who enjoy learning learning more about the ancient people of the Southwest or the world as a general. Then I suggest you need to contact EPAS, and I just want to start reading that off, are just a few of the benefits of joining the EPAS with their members. They have a monthly newsletter, an annual publication of their journal Artifact, edited by Arnold archaeologist David Kirkpatrick, field trips, and you can receive notices of field work opportunities, field trips through the Oneida Research Institute of Tularosa, New Mexico. And if you want to get more information or you want to join today, you can go to their website, epass.com, or they have a Facebook page, the El Paso Archaeological Society, or give them a call at 581-204. I left off a number.
Is that enough numbers on there?
No, I left off a number. But if you go to the Facebook page, it'll show you where it is.
Okay, I don't have that.
That's a trivia question.
Yeah, well, yes, there's a trivia question.
How do you find the EPAS people when they're hiding out in the desert by themselves somewhere? I've been looking at the Facebook page you put up there. There's Leon Blevins saluting us on our own Facebook page. And also you've added his connection to his Perspectives TV show.
Right. Both the main connection, but also the YouTube. So you can
see. Oh, you put YouTube up there. Okay,
that's
good.
An unfollowing connect there.
Because if you want to delve into the Leon Blevins world, it's all over our Facebook page, which is at El Paso History Radio Show. So, Leon, you were talking about the origins of community college. That's something in your brain you need to tell people. What happened?
Let me ask you a trivia question.
Sure.
Where were the first classes of El Paso Community College when it was created?
Inside.
Oh, come on. What location?
I do not know.
It was Thomason Hospital.
Oh, really?
Okay. Horowitz and Joe Christie got the ball rolling. They got Joe Foster, a businessman, real estate man, all kinds of things he was in, and he became board chairman. They then, when the voters were given a chance to vote on this by state provision, they voted to create the school. They voted in a board of trustees, including Joe Yarbrough and Albert Horowitz and others. But then they voted down a bond issue to build buildings.
So the people in the city didn't fund it?
This was a county-based community college.
Okay.
So the voters wanted the community college, but they didn't want to pay for it as a county-based college.
Isn't that normal?
So they did hire a president, Dr. Alfredo de los Santos. And De Los Santos spent a lot of time in Austin and Washington, D.C., getting money to get the college going. He got a contract with the commander at Fort Bliss at that time, General Shoemake, I believe was his name, or Shoemaker, and for a five-year contract that we could have classes in old Army buildings in Logan Heights.
Ah, okay.
That's close to where Chapin High School is
right
now. I came here the second year of classes. The first year of classes, they had a little over 900 students. I came in 1972 in the fall, and the voters had just turned down again another chance for a bond issue to build buildings. So we were at Fort Bliss property for 5 years. We got an extension for two more, and then we had a fight with the state of Texas over the way we voted for bond issues.
Oh.
The law was, and here's how it was changed, the law was that when I went to vote in my precinct, when I came back to El Paso in 72, we lived in an apartment on Yarbrough Drive, okay? So when we went to vote on the bond issue in 74, another bond issue came up, 74, when my wife and I went to vote, we had to vote in a box that was marked non-property owners. People that owned houses or property, they got to vote in a box that said property owners.
Why? What?
Texas is famous for voter discrimination. This is another case of voter discrimination against renters, okay?
Oh.
So when we had the election, now Blaine Nelson, one of my colleagues, he led the that particular bond issue, and we were told we lost the election because we needed to win the election to get money, is we had to win all the boxes in the county. Whole county, not just my neighborhood, Penn. And then you had to win a majority of the property owners' boxes in that county.
Okay.
As it turned out, we won the majority of all voters and a majority of the renters, but we were told we lost the election.
Oh, by whom?
The state of Texas.
So what did we do, Leon Blevins?
Well, what we did was Ed Dunbar, the lawyer for the college, and I think he got some assistance from a man named Mark Berry, filed a suit in federal court saying that was discrimination under the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause.
Ah, he's probably right, huh?
I was arguing, others were arguing, and I helped coordinate the east side. Margaret Langford, one of our colleagues who was on the board for a while, she was on the west side getting voters out. And our lawyer's argument was, we found out there was a case on the same subject from a library bond issue in Fort Worth, Texas, where renters were being discriminated against in the library bond. So our lawyer got a friend of the brief attachment to the Supreme Court. Joe Foster and Ed Dunbar and maybe somebody else went to the Supreme Court. They heard the arguments. Our lawyers did not get to argue the case. The Fort Worth lawyers did. But it was the same principle.
Sure.
Our argument was that we were, and I had verbal arguments with people in the community on this. I, as a renter, paid property taxes. How did I do that?
Well, through your rent.
Pass through. They raised the rent. In fact, the woman managing the apartment we lived in told me, the owner of this building in California told me, if you win this election, your rent will go up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, say that again. She did. I said, you may be subpoenaed to go to federal court.
That's right.
And the Supreme Court agreed that law was unconstitutional. So that meant then that we got to have a bond issue in which we were told we won and we could tax the people to pay for the community college.
There you went.
The first campus was Valle Verde, Price's Dairy. Dairies were beginning to move out down in the lower valley and move out to between here and Las Cruces. Is Price's Dairy moved out, and we bought Price's Dairy property, and we built Valle Verde, the first campus. It opened in 1979.
And you were there.
I was there.
I'll be darned.
From the second year all through that. Then we asked for money from the state. Oh, by the way, Preston Smith from Lubbock vetoed some of the money we were getting from the state.
Because he wanted to go to Texas Tech.
Yes.
And we know that. That's another, I remember this battle.
Yeah, that I know that battle, too, because I taught here and I taught up there.
We have a phone call coming in. Can you handle a phone call for Leon? A phone call for Leon Blevins from Marianne. Marianne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Leon mentioned something that is partially correct. Community college, the first classes for community college were held at night in the high schools.
That's true. I actually taught some of those in high school, but they actually started some of the classes because Dr. Aguilar and some others wanted a nursing program here, and Thomason was willing to let some of the students take classes when those rooms were not being used.
That's right. That's right. I was the first librarian for community college, and I came back to El Paso in December of 71 and started as first librarian in January of 72.
Wow, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Another pioneer here. Right.
Another pioneer. And Leon Blevins, you know my husband, Harvey Plout?
Oh, yes. Well,
yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
Well, this is Marianne.
That's Marianne.
Right, and he started teaching he taught at Bowie during the day. He taught social studies, and he started teaching American history in his same classroom at night at Bowie.
Uh-huh. And a different crowd just shows up. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I stayed with, I came back here to be first librarian, and we had our offices in the public library, in the second basement of the public library.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine.
Yeah, right.
And then I married Harvey that June and worked for community college until they were ready to move into the Fort Bliss.
Uh-huh.
Way cool. Well, thanks for sharing the history.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
Do either of you remember a guy named Martin Hanna? He was in the accounting department.
Heard the name, but I didn't know.
Yeah, he was. That's the man I knew from our family's history. All right, well, good to talk to you, Marianne. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You take her easy. Well, Leon Blevins, you've been around and seen some things. You're focused now on something dear to your heart, the community college, obviously. But you've also got a Texas Western thought in there somewhere, I can imagine. We're going to take another break, and you come back and you tell us where you want to go with this, because you have so many things you could tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Let's pick one you like. We'll be back in a moment. Shall we do that? But
I think
first of all, phone number.
544-KTSM.
Hit it, dude.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Join the more than 3 million people who use GoToMeeting every month to connect with their team. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com. That's GoToMeeting.com.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy one two-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy one two-pound jar, get the second half off, and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro. Lean, clean, protein.
If you're still burning from the last stock market meltdown,
phew,
stop, drop, and roll. Then come in and see me.
Hello, Bill.
I can help.
I need you.
Bill Linderman here, El Paso's old-fashioned finance dude. The stock market has had three major meltdowns since 2000. Clients on InTouch Financial Plans never lost a dime. An InTouch Financial Plan is Wall Street inferno-free, a plan that doesn't use the government or Wall Street to grow your wealth. Here's the cool part. I can show you in writing, guaranteed. The minimum your money will grow 10, 20, 30 years from now. No stock market, no meltdown. A safe, secure way to grow your wealth. Call me for a free guaranteed retirement projection analysis at 915-595-2752. That's 915-595-2752. Or on the interwebs at keepingintouchfinancial.com. Keeping you in touch with your money and out of the burning stock market.
iHeartRadio just got even better with services and features no one else has. Live radio and your music in one app. Plus, get unlimited skips. Play any song. Instantly replay or save songs from the radio to your personal playlist. And listen to your music offline, data free. Three great choices. iHeartRadio Free, iHeartRadio Plus, iHeartRadio All Access, powered by Napster. Pick the one that's right for you. The new and improved iHeartRadio. Open the app or download it now.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We've got a lot going on here. El Paso Archaeological Society, all those people, there's going to be an interesting lecture out there on January 21st. We're going to tell you about a little bit more about those details, but you also have something to talk about.
Well, we have some good news. Our favorite Facebook page, which is Remember in El Paso When, which has thousands of pictures, historic pictures of El Paso and the region, has hit 28,000 likes. Yay!
That's members.
That's
members.
Members. Like, yeah,
people
members.
People who have joined that thing. Yeah. And they spread the word. So when we post our radio show on there, like they ask us to do.
Yes. And Barbara Given Baney's asked if she could retire. I said, no.
No.
You can never retire.
You have to keep working.
It's that big paid job she's got.
Well, these are all volunteers. Now, Leon Blevins sitting here. You're not a member of this Facebook madness. But if you were to be, you would find archive old pictures of El Paso that you can't find anywhere else. Because people are pulling their shoeboxes out of grandma's closet, scanning them, and putting them on that site.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a bunch of... I said one day, does anybody have any pictures of Hart's Mill?
Oh, my God.
I had one from an odd angle that I hadn't seen. There was 15, 20 pictures showed up out of nowhere because people had them. So that's what's worthy about that Facebook thing. As a research tool, it's amazing because it was something else I was looking for one day. And we've been putting stuff on the archives as well because I got cameras all over town all the time and we're doing stuff. And so as things change, we post, this is what used to be here, folks. You know, we did that with the Muir building down. This is what used to be here, folks.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you'll get on looking at one thing, and then you're off going somewhere else on that page, and you'll be on there a lot longer than you realize.
Well, I first joined when there was about 14,000 people. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be a smart kid. I'm going to go to their archives. I'm going to watch and take a look at every picture. It took me days. I never got through it because they're all online. And by category, you can search them. So I'm trying to convince Leon Blevins sitting here to go on Facebook and look at these pictures. maybe in your retirement when you have nothing else to do, Leon, right?
Well, when my mother died in 2002, I inherited about 4,000 photographs from her, going back to the early Kodak camera days.
Oh, what do you got?
Oh, I've got a whole lot of them. I have written my autobiography. I've written my life story. And I put it first on cassette tapes on a trip I made to Austin and back. And then I transferred it over to floppy disk and all that stuff.
Is that the book you have here?
USB. What I brought with me today is the last three chapters of my life story, which are the chapters about me teaching in class in costume from 1970 at Texas Tech until just this past year, 2016.
Did you always go in costume?
I started in 1970.
Wow.
I had not only a background in history and government, I had a background in speech and drama. And so in 1970, I started going to class.
You made a flare out of this thing.
I went as a racist. And then I went as Uncle Sam.
Well, you can take liberty if you explain to people, I'm doing this as an act, folks. We have a caller we need to put on the radio. You ready?
Okay.
We got Barbara. Is this you? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
The Barbara Given Baney. Good morning.
One and only.
Hi, Mr. Blevins. Nice to meet you over the radio.
Well, good morning. You look lovely from here.
Thank you. You look handsome quite that for yourself.
She's the lady we're talking about that does this Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
This is her.
And I wanted to thank you for being a part of it.
Justin, oh, absolutely.
And Melissa.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, it's easy because it's kind of fun just to go look at that and say, oh, let's see what else is on here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, It's all about El Paso. This is where history started. Texas.
Texas. Say it together. Texas
history started in El Paso.
Begins in El Paso.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you're proving it on a regular basis. One time she posted some pictures of Texas Western College in the early days. And it was before the Sun Bowl. I had never seen that picture.
I must tell you that was from John Mottinger's collection.
Well, now, also, let's tell what we know about John Mottinger. He passed away a year and a half ago or so. But
yes, he did. Bless his heart.
He had access to all of the El Paso Electric photographs.
His father, they were about ready to be put into the incinerator. And
Whoa.
His father took them.
And saved them.
Yes, absolutely.
And what they did, Leon, in the old days, what they would do when the El Paso Electric Company was going to go put in a light pole, they would take four pictures to show what the site looked like beforehand. And so, afterwards, they have evidence that they didn't mess up the site. Well, those pictures are all over New Mexico and West Texas.
Right.
And those are the pictures she has.
That's amazing electronics, I tell you.
Right. But that's why you're seeing pictures on her Facebook page you won't see anywhere else, because they're there first.
Oh. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Barbara, what else is on your mind? You can't retire.
Absolutely. I just wanted to offer an invitation to Mr. Blevins. Please friend me on Facebook if you are on it, and please come on my site.
There you go.
We would definitely appreciate all your comments.
Well, thank you. My wife is on Facebook, but I've told Jackson and Melissa and others that I haven't gone on Facebook. I'm so busy still doing things.
Doing a TV
show. I'm writing, polishing up my autobiography. I brought today the copy of my last three chapters of my autobiography. The front cover of it shows about 10 or 12 costume characters that I did over the years.
Well, if you want PR, put it on this site, because it's history.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you how you can get in touch with me. My email address is Leon Blevins in El Paso at gmail.com. Leon Blevins in El Paso at gmail.com.
There you go.
Cell number is 490-4153.
Thank you.
Okay. If you want to see some articles about me and see me dancing, I'm serious. I was a dance performer for years. You go to Leon Blevins, Google, Leon Blevins in El Paso, Texas. Click that site. You put Texas on it. My email is not Texas. It's gmail at .com. Gmail.
We'll find you.
We'll definitely do that, won't we?
Find me.
Yes,
look at me.
Okay.
Well, Barbara, thanks for ringing up.
Oh,
good
and
to
God bless you, and thank you. Most interesting program. Thank you.
Thank you,
Barbara. Keep up the good work.
Take her easy.
Yes, thank you very much for being a part of it.
Yes, ma'am. See you online.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And I posted the cover of your book and posted on our Facebook page so people can see it with your contact information.
You should make this book more available. Now, you're making these one at a time like some people make books in this town?
Well, I self-published them until I can go beyond that. I'm also finishing up. I'm going to publish my master's thesis.
Which is what?
Which is about slavery and people opening the Bible in Congress, leading up from the first Congress to the Civil War, and they used the Bible to justify we should have slaves.
Oh, boy.
Black African slaves. And I did that at Texas Western. I paid my son Timothy a few hundred dollars to retype it on a Word document, and I just ran it out and polishing it up, and I'm going to bind it and sell copies of that if I can get permission from UTEP.
Because it's their thesis? Is that the point?
It's with the graduate school at Texas West. Was Texas Western, now UTEP.
So you can't publish your own thesis without their permission?
Yes, and I've talked to a librarian there, and we're going to be in contact with the graduate.
If you need, I'll sign a note for you. I can do that.
Because I think a lot of people would find it interesting.
You know, one thing you were talking about with Texas Western College, was it one of the first colleges to allow blacks in Texas?
Yes, it was. Wayland Baptist College that I went to, Shannon and I went to, in Plainview, was the first four-year school that fully opened to African-American students. And part of that came about, they had a president named Dr. Marshall, who believed if we're going to go to Africa to have missionaries there, we should let blacks come to our school. Then in El Paso, with Thelma White, we were the first state institution that the doors were open to.
And wow. So that was a big deal in the 50s.
Oh, yes, big deal.
Another first for El Paso.
We're going to take a break here, come back after the news. Is that right, Secchio? I don't hear. There's the music. Now I hear the music.
Are we
still on here? Yeah, we are. After the news, we'll talk further with Leon Blevins. We're not going to let him out of here. We got more to get out of this guy. See you then.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Of a Broadway star scheduled to sing next week at the presidential inauguration.